Yud Gimel Elul, Monday the 12th of September, Rabbi Moshe Kopitz, Kiddush Shem Shemayim.
Good morning. As was just mentioned, we're in the midst of Chodesh Elul, and the topic which I'm going to discuss with you has a direct relationship with that. Rambam, in Hilchos Tshuva, initially tells us what the ingredients of tshuva are. Tshuva, repentance, tshuva coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ingredients of tshuva are charata al ha'avar. That means a person has to regret seriously what he has done. Kabbalah al ha'asid, he has to undertake not to repeat the wrong action that he did and seek ways and means of ensuring that it doesn't happen. And the third ancillary part of tshuva is the concept of vidui, which is to specify verbally that which one has done wrong and put these things into words, which nobody else has to hear except he himself and the Rabbeinu Shalom, but that's the ingredients of tshuva. I'd like to suggest that there is something which is probably even more essential to tshuva than what they say, but they take it for granted that we would already understand this. There is an absolute essential for a person to realize that he's done something wrong. Most of us have rationales, we have all kinds of excuses and reasons why we did what we did. I did it, but it wasn't so wrong, or I did it, everybody else did it as well, or I did it and I didn't really mean it and I couldn't help it, and 17 different reasons, and that's not really, we're not up to tshuva there, because you don't realize that you've done something wrong to regret. It wasn't really my fault, I wasn't the only one, everybody else did it as well. It only becomes tshuva when you're mature enough, and a mensch enough, to be able to say to yourself, not to anybody else, what I did was wrong, full stop, no ifs, no buts, no ands, no nothing. It was wrong. And I have a riot for this. And I have a raya for this, which something which bothered me for a long time, and I came to the conclusion that this is probably the truth this year. Klal Yisrael goes into battle. So in Parshas Shoftim, I think it was Parshas Shoftim. At the end of the Seder, we talk about the preliminaries which take place when Klal Yisrael goes into battle. Yosfu Ashoftim, the Daber Elohim. The officers in charge speak to the people and they say, Mi Oish, Hayore Verach Halevov. He who is frightened, Yelech V'yoshuv LeBeisoy, go home, V'lo Yimas Eslevav Echov, and do not weaken the resolve and weaken the courage of the others, his brothers who are Kilovavod, like him. Prior to that, the Kohen has already made an announcement and said, Bona Bayis Chodesh, somebody built a new house. Not a kerem, somebody who's planted a vineyard, and loy chiloloy, if somebody's betrothed a woman and not consummated that marriage by taking her as a wife, yarzor. And then the pasuk says, "V'yosva shoytim v'daber mi oisha yore v'rachalevo." There's an interesting Rashi on that. Rashi says, "Rabbi Akiva oima yore v'rachalevo." Rabbi Akiva oima kemashmoy. It means what it says. The person is a scaredy cat, the person is yellow, the person finds it incapable. He looks at a dangerous situation and he faints. He looks at a dangerous situation and he turns, blanches white, and he can't cope. The moment he sees a sword, right, he can't take it. That's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yitzchak really says, Hayorei me'aveiros shebiyodoi. Someone who's frightened about the sins that he has done. The lokach tolso loitoyra lachzer al bayis v'kerem v'isha. And what the Rabbeinu Shalom is doing, says Rashi, is a cover-up job. In order for him not to be embarrassed by going back because of the averus that he's done, the Rabbeinu Shalom said, somebody who married, or somebody who planted a vineyard, or somebody who built a house, should go back from the milchoma. In other words, we're covering up for him. He shouldn't get embarrassed. Somebody picks himself up from the front lines and goes back home. People say, He's a sinner? No, there's a cover up for him. Maybe he built a new house. Says Rashi, L'chasais al achoizrim bishvil averis shebiyodom, to cover up for those that are going back because of the averis, shelo yovinu shehim bali averis. So people shouldn't know that they're bali averis. And somebody who sees him going back says, Shema Bonabayas, or Inotakerem, or Yerasisha. Maybe he built a house, or planted a vineyard, or betrothed a woman. That's what Rashi says. Always bothered me. Why do I have to cover up for this guy? I mean, he's a sinner. He's an acknowledged sinner, Averi Shabiyodai. So he sinned, so maybe the Busha is good for him. Let him be embarrassed. Why should I have to cover up for somebody who's an acknowledged sinner? The thought came to me this year. I want to share it with you. It could quite well be that the Torah is being megala to us here that this is the beginning of tshuva. When a person goes into battle and he's worried that he deserves to be punished, he deserves for a calamity or for something untoward to happen to him because he has sinned, that's the beginning of acknowledgement that I've done something wrong. Because so long as I can excuse it or explain it away, I don't deserve to be punished. Nothing's going to happen to me. The moment I come to the conclusion that I do deserve to be punished, something terrible could happen to me as a result of me going into battle because of the averis that I've done, we're beginning the concept of tshuva. There is a realization, wait a second, I better not put myself into this precarious situation because there is a realization, I actually have done something wrong, which deserves punishment, and this might be the opportunity for my punishment to be given. I better go back. For that kind of a person, we're prepared to cover up. Because he's begun the process of tshuva. Because the process of tshuva has begun by his realization that he's done something wrong. Says the Rambam, what I want to point out to you is an apparent machloikis between Rambam and Rabbeinu Yoina. And I think Rabbeinu Bechaya supports Rabbeinu Yoina. That's what I want to point out to you. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Aleph Halacha Dalad reads as follows. Aval pi sha'tshuva mechaperes al hakol. Even though tshuva atones for everything, the atzma shel yom kippurim mechaper, and existing, merely being existent on Yom Kippur, has a capacity for atonement, ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem v'tayr yeschem kol chataseichem lefnei Hashem titoru, yesh aveiru sheim yischaperin l'shaiton, some aveirus have atonement instantly, and some averis it takes time for the averis to be removed. Ketzah, says Ramba. Omar Odom al mitzvah saseh, she'im bo koris. A person transgressed a positive commandment. It's a sin of omission. He neglected to do something that he's obliged to do. He did not put on tefillin one day. There's no chorus involved. There are only two positive commandments in the entirety of the Torah which involve chorus, and that's the Korban Pesach and Milo. Those are the only two. So he didn't put on tefillin one day. For us, a tshuva, and he sincerely regrets it and undertakes that this shouldn't happen again. It could be a Wednesday in the middle of the winter. It doesn't necessarily require Yom Kippur. Immediately he has done the tshuva. He's got a complete wipe the slate clean. He's atoned. Uba'elu ne'ma shuvu banim shoyvivim, repent, my sons, you backsliders, erpa mishuvayseich, I will heal you. Amra mitzis leisis she'ein bakoris, v'loi mitzis bezdin. They transgressed the negative commandment, but it's a negative commandment, it's a sin of commission, not a sin of omission. He was over here b'kum v'asei, not b'shev v'altasa. V'asa tshuva, tshuva toyna, tshuva puts it into the suspense, v'yem ha'kipurim ha'chapa. Says the Rambam, Yom Kippur does the job. So tshuva begins the process, and Yom Kippur finishes the process. Obey Lema. Concerning that, the Prophet says, Ki b'yem hazeh yechaper aleichem. What happens in the case of a kores or a misas pestin? A person transgressed something a little bit more severe than a mere negative commandment, something which involves a more severe punishment than a lav. Tshuva v'yem ha'kipurim toilin. Tshuva and Yom Kippur suspend the ultimate punishment, the Yisurin HaBoyin Olav Goymrin Lo HaKapor. The afflictions, life is full of problems, life is full of afflictions, of pains, of difficulties, right? the afflictions that happen to a person, goyimin lo yakapor, that completes the job. It's like a soiled garment. There are certain stains that can come out with a drop of water. There are certain stains where you need water and a detergent. There are certain stains where you need water and a detergent that needs to be bashed a little bit. It needs to be, the fibers of the cloth need to be bashed around a little bit in order to remove the stain from the garment. The Rambam says there's no way out of it. There is absolutely no way of achieving a total kapora without these yisurin. And concerning these sins, the pasuk says, "Ufakariti b'shevet pishom ubenegoyim avoinam." Shevet is the staff, the stick, the rod that punishes, and negoyim are the afflictions and the pains and the illnesses. Provided the person did not make a chilul Hashem in doing the avera. But somebody who made a chilul Hashem, aval pisha also tshuva v'igia yom haKippurim v'oimed b'tshuvasi, even if he did tshuva, and Yom Kippur is here, ubo all of yisurim, he's had all the ingredients, the whole bang lot. He's had Yom Kippur, he's had tshuva, he's had yisurim, he's had difficulties, and a miskapale kapara gemura achayomus. He doesn't get wiped clean until death. That's what the Rambam paskens. No way. The only way the atonement for chilul Hashem is with death. And the problem is that we're under the impression that chilul Hashem is only if I do something and it gets written up in the front line, front page of the Morning Star, religious Jew does X, Y, and Z, that's a chilul Hashem. It's not true. That's not true. A chilul Hashem can be made within the confines of a person's family. When somebody sees what you do and says, well, if it's okay for him, it's okay for me, that's a chilul Hashem. A parent and a child can be making a chilul Hashem. Terrible, tragic to think about it. Two brothers, one can be making a chilul Hashem for another one. Every one of us here has somebody that thinks we're the cat's whiskers. There is somebody that thinks we're spitzied, we're the wonderful person. And when we do something wrong, and they see us do something wrong, or we don't act precisely the way one is supposed to act, it goes into the category of chilul Hashem. And don't turn around to me and say, but Rebbe, I didn't mean anybody to copy me. I don't want anybody to look at me. I don't need anybody to hold from me. Don't bother me. I don't need it. It doesn't help. What you want and what you don't want is immaterial. And not only that, there is a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Dalid, Mishnah Dalid, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broichu, Eimer kol hamechal Hashem Shamayim b'seisen Ephraim mimenu begolui. That's how severe chilul Hashem is. A person is mechal Hashem Shamayim b'seisen, the aveir is collected from him openly and publicly. Echot shoygig v'echot meizig b'chilul Hashem. Now that puts the lid on it. I mean, no intention is necessary for chilul Hashem. Echot shoygig v'echot meizig b'chilul Hashem. So what do? You're telling me, right? I mean, what I'm telling you is, it's almost impossible to avoid chilul Hashem. It's almost impossible to avoid chilul Hashem. Echot shoygig v'echot meizig b'chilul Hashem. And chilul Hashem has no atonement whatsoever until Misa. I'm putting us all into the worst possible position. We're painted into a corner. Whatever we do, however we live, we're going to be involved in a chilul Hashem, right? Because if we do the slightest thing wrong, and somebody sees us do this thing wrong, or knows about us doing this thing wrong, it's already a chilul Hashem. And there's no way around it. Not tshuva, and not Yom Kippur, and not Yisurim. The only thing that's going to take it away is death. It's a horrendous thing to contemplate. But that appears to be the Rambam's position. Tshuva v'yom ha-kippurim v'yisurim shloshton toilin u'miso m'chaperes sh'ne'ama v'nigla ba'ozni Hashem tzvokos im yichupo ra'oven azeh lochem ad t'musu. That's my dilemma. That's my problem. To which end, I found a Rabbeinu Yoyne. I found a Rabbeinu Yoyne in Shari Tshuva. The Rabbeinu Yoyne is in Hashar HaRishayim HaIkor HaShiva Oso. The first Shah, the 17th Ikor. And he says, somebody who sincerely wants to do tshuva Lirdoif pu'ulois hachesed v'ho'emes. He should pursue activities of chesed v'emes. Ke'in shenema b'chesed v'emes yichupar ovoy. With kindness and with truth, sin will be atoned. U'b'yiras Hashem, sur meira. He quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, Mishlei Ma'amelech, right? U'b'yiras Hashem, sur meira. Says Rabbeinu Yoni, his v'yinin b'seid ha'mikra zeh. He says, let's investigate. Let's look at the depth of this scripture, scriptural statement. Ke'umnam im achayte lo'yshove l'Hashem. If we're talking about somebody who hasn't done tshuva, and he just pursues chesed ve'emes, lo yiskaper avoyne b'poyel ha'chesed. You could be the kindest person in the world. You could be the most tremendous baal chesed in the world. Your chesed will not atone for the sin. K'mo shenema, because it says in the Torah, asher lo yisaponim v'lo yikach shoich. God shows no favoritism, nor does he take any bribery. Say Chazal lo yikach sheichad mitzvah limchoel ulahavir alo avonos. He will not be appeased. He will not take a bribe. He'll do a mitzvah. You know, Rabbi Yisrael, I'll do this mitzvah. Please forget about the avera that I did. It won't work. Vayidomru kolayim raKadosh Baruch Hu vatron hu. Whoever says raKadosh Baruch Hu is a vatron, it doesn't matter. Yeah, you vatru chayol. Avol marach apayim says Rabbi Yoyin. God's patient. Vim lo yishmu. If so, what does Shlomo HaMelech mean when he said "Bechesed ve'emes yichupar ovoy"? What does he mean "Bechesed ve'emes yichupar ovoy"? Says Rabbeinu Yoina as follows: Al bal tshuva dibe. We're talking about somebody who is doing tshuva. We're talking about somebody who does care. Ki yesh avedus she'atshuva v'yom kippurim toilim v'yisurim l'market. Ben Yen is very kind to us. He says, we're talking about those Averis which Tshuva and Yom Kippur are toiler. The ones that involve Koris and Mrs. Bezdin. And Yisurim the Markin is the afflictions that reduce the intensity of the sin. Because she is Ba'a Bishara Ravi. V'nei HaChesed Yogein Ba'ad HaChoyte V'yishmar Olav Min HaYisurim. When you hear the Rambam saying, wait a second, you can't get away from the Averia without afflictions, without pain, without illness, without difficulty, by doing chesed, you can be protected from that pain and from that difficulty. B'shagam hatzel yatzel min hamoves. And the chesed that you do, the chesed v'emes, yichup harovo, the chesed that you do will also protect and save a person from death. As it says, doka tatzel min hamoves. Then he goes on. Rabbeinu Yonah goes on to say there is another sin, a sin of Chilul Hashem. Tshuva v'yisurin toilin u'misa memarekes. Tshuva and yisurin keep it in abeyance. Misa memarekes. And he brings quotes the pasuk that the Rambam quotes in Yichupa Rovan Azalachem Atemusun. V'ini kashirodo mishtadil litmoich b'yad ha'emes. When a person tries to support truth, the Yazoy Racharov, he does what he can to further the cause of truth. He is Oyer Bidvarav and he's stimulated by truth. Vayfia Oyer Le'ene B'nei Odom. And you make others aware of the truth. Emes meaning Torah. Emes meaning Yira Shamayim. V'yichazek Yedei Anshei Emes V'nosa Roishon. And he strengthens the hands of the men of truth. The Nosso Roishon, the Kitos Hasheke Yashpilein Yagiyim Adofo, and the falsehood he knocks down to the ground, Hinei Eile Darkei Kiddush Hashem. That is a path of Kiddush Hashem. V'hoid v'hodol yimrosoi v'avidosoi bo'oilon. V'hoid v'zifeles v'migdosh toirosoi. Al-Kain, says Rabbeinu Yoina, b'harbo ispo'olov v'kadesh es Hashem u'lo'oire ro'emes. In his intensity of effort to make a Kiddush Hashem, to support the truth, to prepare for it, to make others aware of it, he can be forgiven for the chilul with this kind of tshuva. Midas Chuvose neged Midas Meshuvose. Ze bir bechesed ve emes yichud barovet. So Rabbeinu Yonis mechadish a new halacha. Rabbeinu Yonis says what Shlomo HaMelech is telling me is, never regardless of what the Rambam says, that a person has got to have Yisurim in order to avoid, to get rid of the Averis of Kores and Mrs. Bezdin. Never mind what the Rambam says, that the Avoin of Chilul Hashem cannot be forgiven until death. He says, Bechesed ve'emes yichud barovet. You can avoid with chesed, with pa'ulas of chesed and emes, you can avoid the yisurim. The yisurim are not absolutely essential. And not only that, b'chesed v'emes yichud barovet, you can redress the problem of chilul Hashem, because by pursuing the emes, you are creating, constructing a kiddush Hashem, and it's zeh l'umah zeh, the kiddush Hashem itself will remove the stigma and the difficulty of the chilul Hashem. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. So it appears to be a machlekes between the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam as far as this is concerned. But I found a very interesting Rabbeinu Bechai. Rabbeinu Bechai is in Shmois Lamed Beis Chof Zayin. Shmois Lamed Beis Chof Zayin. And he writes as follows. He says, Ki al yedei b'nei Levi, through the b'nei Levi, niskadesh Hashem b'fahesia. Kishem Shechileluhu Yisrael. The Bnei Levi sanctified the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is after the Chet of the Egel. They made a Kiddush Hashem to undo the Chilul Hashem that Kol Yisrael made, and they did this Mefahesia. V'zeh Winyan Shekoser. Rabbeinu Yonah makes his drosha on a pasuk, but it's a very solid drosha. Rabbeinu Yonah says, the pasuk says, V'lo Yisechalelu Eshem Kodshi V'nikdashti. Do not profane my holy name. Vinikdashti, I will be sanctified. Lelamdecha, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, she'avon chilul Hashem hu miskaper, that the avon of chilul Hashem does have a kapara, k'shekinegdoi v'hu kiddush Hashem. The way to undo chilul Hashem, the way not to have to suffer the trials and tribulations associated with Chilul Hashem until Misa, is by making Kiddush Hashem. How does one make a Kiddush Hashem? By acting in a way that other people will say, this is the way a person is supposed to conduct himself. By being ethical, by being moral, by being kind, by being decent, by being somebody whom people look up to and say, that's the way a person is supposed to live. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant in the Torah. That's where it's supposed to be. And you should know people like that have special gift, a special assistance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People that uphold the truth and people that live as paragons of what is right get divine intervention in what they're doing. I was told a story by my daughter. Last week I was in Eretz Yisrael. My daughter told us a story which I thought was fascinating. She said to me as follows. There's a girl in Bnei Brak. Her name is Riva. First name is Riva. I'm not going to mention the second name. It could be embarrassing for a mishpoch or whatever it might be. Finished Sam. Has to go out and get a job. I mean, after all, you can't just sit around all day. You've got to get a job. Tried very hard to get a job in a frum society, in frum circumstances, couldn't get one. Couldn't get one teaching, couldn't get one in a frum office. But desperate to get the job, against parental advice, against rabbinical advice, she went and she got the job in a non-frum sphere of existence, in a non-frum, in Tel Aviv. Right? And her parents begged her, pleaded with her, don't do it. She went and did it anyway. Which teenage girl isn't cleverer than her parents? That's right on. That's exactly the way it is, right? So she went and did it anyway. And parents noticed over a short period of time the deterioration in her commitment, in her Yiddish practice. But after about 6 months, she came home and she said to her father and mother, Mami, Tati, don't look for a shidduch for me. I found the person whom I want to marry. I love him, he loves me. I found the person I want to marry. And then she lets slip nonchalantly that he's an Arab.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The mother fainted. The father went totally, you know, what do we do? They tried everything. They tried reasoning, they tried ranting, they tried raving, they tried everything that you could think of, they tried. And she was adamant. She knows her life, and she likes this guy, and she wants to marry this guy, and there are no two ways about it. I'm sorry, parents, this is my life, and I'm going to do with my life what I want to do with it. I don't have to tell you what it sounds like, but that's what it sounds like. Finally, her mother was pale on her, she should go to visit Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky's wife. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky was primed beforehand and informed about what the situation is. And when she was brought into Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky's home, and Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky spoke to her for an hour. A whole hour. I mean, in her life, an hour means an awful lot. Much more than perhaps in my life, an hour. But Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky spoke to her for an hour. Didn't help her. Waste of time. Perhaps. Total waste of time. And then Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky said, okay, I can't change your mind, but I want you to promise me one thing. One thing and one thing only. I want you to do one thing for me every day. You marry him, you don't marry him, you live with him, you don't live with him, whatever you do, but one thing you're going to do for me. You're going to say a kapitel tillim every day. Whichever kapitel tillim you want, at random, you're going to say a kapitel tillim. The girl thought about it. The girl said, okay, why not? Said the Rebbe Tzikonevsky, let's start now. Took the tillim off the shelf, opened it up at random, opened it up to kapitel mem gimel. And Kapitel Mem Gimel reads as follows. Shofteini Elohim V'riva Rivi Migoy Loi Chosid Me'ish Mirma V'Avla Tefalteini. Shofteini Elohim, judge me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'riva Rivi. Well, Riva was her name, but V'riva Rivi, fight my fight. Migoy Loi Chosid. I don't have to tell you what that means. Yeah? Me'ish Mirma the Avla Tefalteini, saved me. She read that line. I mean, you're talking about an Israeli now, where Hebrew does not have to be translated, where Hebrew is their native tongue. And she turned white. This was at random. Taking a tillum off the shelf, opening it up to this page. Right? Needless to say, this did make an impression on her. It didn't happen in the end. She didn't marry the Arab in the end. She is today married to a Yiddish boy and has a family, Baruch Hashem. But the amazing thing is the intercession of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it's necessary. That remarkable thing, you know, what's the statistical odds of opening up a Tehillim, which has at least 300 pages, yeah? Opening it up just to the page of the beginning of Kapitel Mem Gimel, about the Rabbeinu Shlomo Vil. When a person has Siyat to the Shmaya, and a person sincerely wants to achieve what the person wants to achieve, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does what he has to do. There's no problem. So it's worth it. So what we learned today was that although the Rambam says, and who am I to question the Rambam, but although the Rambam says that there's no solution, if you study Rabbeinu Yonah and you study Rabbeinu Bechaya, there is a solution even insofar as the Aveira of Chilul Hashem, and the solution is Bechesed Ve'emes Yichu Paravoyim, and the solution is making a Kiddush Hashem. And doing the best that you can to make a Kiddush Hashem undoes the damage that Chilul Hashem does and brings us to a Kapara. So the Rebbe is to help him. We should all be Zoicha to utilize the Elul the way the Elul is supposed to be done, so that when we come to Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Goizer on us Ashana Toivo Misukan Agud Geben Shtyo. And we should be zeichet this year to be makabel k'nei Mashiach tzitkenu, the maid of Yomeinu Amen.